Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. My name is Danny Hall, and we're pleased to welcome to our program the Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Education with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Carmen Long. Good morning and welcome, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
I hope you're doing well today.
And I hope you are as well.
I am indeed. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to chat with you, Carmen. And the main reason is that I know I'm always going to get some great tips from you. And I believe you're going to share with us today some tips about salt and sodium, nutritional tips, right?
That is correct. We hope not only you will get some good ideas, but our listeners as well. March is Nutrition Month, and I try to think of something that we would all be affected by, and salt and sodium is something that the majority of us are probably getting more than what we need. So if we can think of ways to help cut back in that area a little bit, it will keep us all healthier.
So when I say to you, well, I never salt my food or anything like that, so I'm thinking I'm doing just fine, I might not be right, huh?
Well, actually, there's a lot of hidden sodium in our foods, and it's kind of scary when you think the average person needs to consume less than a teaspoon of salt a day, so less than around 2,300 milligrams, and most of us are probably getting close to twice that amount.
Wow.
And as we get older, that number needs to come down even a little bit further. The actual recommendation for anyone 51 and older is only 1,500 milligrams a day. We really need to pay attention, in other words, because it is really easy to get more sodium than that in the foods that we consume.
So fresh foods are best, right?
Fresh foods are a great idea because they're not going to have as much salt in there. Anything that's less processed is going to be a healthier option. So if we can limit or have smaller portions of some of our favorites, things such as pizza or deli meats, bacon, sausage, hot dogs, canned soups, those all are pretty high in sodium, so we're not going to say that we can't ever have them, but just pay attention to our portion sizes, and if it is a food that has a label on there, read to see how much you're actually getting.
Carmen, you just destroyed my entire diet right there.
Probably not just yours.
Yeah, that's true.
And one way that we can hopefully still eat those foods and maybe make them be a little bit healthier would actually be to prepare those foods at home. Because when you make it yourself, you're in control as to how much sodium is in those foods.
Okay.
So maybe making your own pizza or making your own soup, you would have the opportunity to use different seasonings other than salt to make that food flavorful and not add that extra sodium.
Our guest is Carmen Long with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, and we're talking about salt and sodium, lots of tips how to, not have too much in your diet and ways to enjoy the foods that you do enjoy without as much of that. Also, I would guess that it's a good idea, maybe vegetables, fruits, right?
Fruits and vegetables are naturally low in sodium, so we can eat lots of those. And often we hear what we can't eat, and we really need to focus more on what we can eat. And fruits and vegetables just fit that bill. They are perfect for us to fill up on at every meal and as snacks in between. So eating lots of fruits and vegetables is a great idea.
Have to be fresh, or can it be frozen?
Actually, frozen fruits and vegetables would be a good option as well. If we're going to have canned fruits and vegetables, we need to make sure that we read those labels. And if we can look at a label that says less salt or less sodium, that might be a better option. If it is just regular vegetables in a can, if you can rinse those off in a colander under your sink and get rid of some of that extra sodium, that's a way that we can reduce it a little bit more. So just add a little bit of water back in before you heat it up, but that's a good way to rinse off some of that extra sodium.
Where does dairy protein foods fall in the category of sodium?
Well, in order to be healthy, we need to make sure we include our dairy and protein foods. But once again, just pay attention to what those labels say. If we can move to the lower fat milks and cheeses and yogurt, that's a great option. But we just need to pay attention. Mm-hmm. And if it is protein foods, making sure that we maybe cook fresh chicken rather than having the deli sliced chicken already cooked for you. Or if it's nuts, those types of protein foods, picking the ones that are unsalted.
Okay. It's kind of, I guess, sort of a rule of thumb. The more convenience for you, like in deli foods and that sort of thing, the more likely you are to be loading up on too much sodium or salt, right?
You are exactly right. And, you know, once we adjust our taste buds a little bit and get used to having foods that are not so high in salt, it's really a shock when you eat something that is so salty you can't hardly even enjoy it any longer.
Yeah.
We've been at our house trying to watch our sodium intake, and some of our favorite foods aren't our favorites anymore because they are just too salty. So initially, you might think, oh, I'm not going to enjoy this type of diet. But once you get used to it, you can really enjoy the flavor of the food, and you taste things other than salt. So it works out well in the long run, but it is a process. It's not going to happen overnight, and it's something that we just need to keep on working on.
But we can be retrained, right?
We can be.
Is okay skipping salt altogether when you cook?
Most of the time, the salt is just an added flavor. There are a few things that we do need to put salt in as far as the actual ingredient. If you're doing a pickled product in food preservation or something like that, you do need to put the salt in. But most of the time, it's just a flavor enhancer.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can season our foods with herbs or other seasonings, that's a great way. We use a lot of pepper at our house instead of so much salt. And there's a lot of nice herbs that you can use that really provide a lot of flavor and that are sodium free. So it's just a change in how we're used to doing things. If you know you've got a family member that's going to salt their food at the table anyway, just don't put any salt in it when you're actually preparing it on the stove. Wait until the table time to add that little bit of extra salt to it. But there's not one remedy that's going to work for everyone. We have to try all kinds of different options in order to cut back on our sodium.
And if you're cooking with fresh herbs, some of them smell so good.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. We've been having plants here at the office the past few weeks, and just the plants themselves, we haven't even broken the leaves off to use them in cooking. They smell wonderful,
and it
really is a great way to enhance the flavors of your food. But for some of us, it's just a different way of cooking.
Our guest is Carmen Long. Carmen's Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Education with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking salt and sodium. You touched on this a little bit ago, Carmen, but let's talk a little bit more about reading the label. What do we need to look for?
Any of those processed foods are going to have a label on them, and that information is there for us to use. So look on it and find out how much sodium it actually contains in that particular product for one serving. And that's where sometimes we are a little bit misled. Some of the packaging doesn't really appear to be that large, but when you look at the serving sizes per package, it might have four. So if we eat the whole thing ourselves, the amount of sodium that's listed on there has to be multiplied by four times if that's how many servings are in that package. So really pay attention to that information and try to stick below that 2,300 milligrams a day, or if we're older, that 1,500 milligrams. And if you know you're going to eat something that's really high in sodium at one meal, then maybe the meal before or the meal after, you would have more just fresh fruits and vegetables or things that don't have a lot of added sodium.
You know, Carmen, we enjoy eating out. Don't do it often, but when we do, love it. But I've never thought about this. And you say in your tips that you can actually ask for low sodium foods when you eat out.
And probably a great example would be French fries. You can ask for those to be unsalted. You're going to get a fresh batch as well, because that's not the way the majority of them are going to be prepared. But think about if there are things that are on that menu that would have an option of being prepared with less sodium, ask for it that way. That's that much less that you'd be consuming and that much healthier for your diet.
Just really need to be cognizant of what you're eating and what you ask for always.
And that is right. The next tip on our list is condiments. And that's another thing that we probably don't think that much of because it's just an add-on. But there's quite a bit of sodium, especially in soy sauce, but anything like pickles and olives, ketchup, salad dressings, those all contain sodium. And it's not the initial food in that case that might be the problem, but that little bit of added-on extra that creates the more sodium than what we need for that particular entree.
Mm-hmm. What do we do? Can it help to boost our potassium intake, possibly?
Actually, if we choose foods with potassium, it is been proven to lower our blood pressure a little bit. Mm-hmm. So all those fresh fruits and vegetables are going to potentially be good sources of potassium. Bananas are one that I think are well mm-hmm. recognized as a great source of potassium.
Right.
Even some of our beans, like white beans, lima beans, kidney beans, sweet potatoes, tomato juice, orange juice, milk, those are all foods with potassium. So if we can increase our potassium intake, that might help our sodium a little bit or our blood pressure a little bit. And exercise is also a key when it comes to blood pressure. If we can increase our exercise, typically that helps as well. But it is something that we all just need to be aware of, and every little bit that we can cut back on is a plus, something that we all need to take into consideration with each meal that we eat each day.
Carmen, I'm starting to think this is personal. Every time we talk, you mention exercising.
Well, and that is something that we all can benefit from, and it makes us feel so much better when we do it. So with springtime coming, it's a great opportunity to get out and enjoy our longer daytime hours. I was so excited when daylight savings time occurred, and it's lighter, longer in the evenings. It's just a good opportunity with warmer weather to get out and enjoy some fresh air and some good exercise.
Do you happen to have a special recipe you could share with us today?
We do have a recipe for a taco seasoning mix, and that's one of those, I guess, would fall in the condiment category that we really might not think of. You can buy a lower sodium taco seasoning mix, but it still has sodium in it. So we found one that we use at home, and we also use it not just on beef and chicken to make tacos or taco salads, which are a great kind of springtime food, but we use it as a dry rub on meats. We did some grilled pork chops this weekend when it was nice and warm, and they were delicious. And it's really just a simple mixture of some seasonings that you might find in your cabinet. If not, you can buy those relatively inexpensive at a lot of different retail places locally, but it calls for 2 tablespoons of chili powder. And if people want to get a pencil and paper, they could jot this down. Or we also can post this on our Extension website for them to refer back to.
That'd be great, yeah.
But it's 2 tablespoons of chili powder, 2 tablespoons of paprika, 1 tablespoon of garlic powder. And our next measurements are all teaspoons. We started off with our tablespoons, and now we're going to teaspoons. We're going to add 2 teaspoons of cumin.
Right.
1 teaspoon of red pepper, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, and 1 teaspoon of oregano. And you just mix that all together and make sure you label it so you know what it is when you reach in your cabinet. But you use about 1 tablespoon per pound of ground meat or chicken for tacos. Or like I said, you can use it as a dry rub on other meats. But it's completely sodium-free, and it gives a nice flavor to that food. Nothing blah about it, and very inexpensive as well.
It sounds delightful, no question about it. And I need to bring it to everyone's attention that Carmen served pork chops and once again didn't invite Danny. So I
And I actually had some extras. You would have been more than welcome.
Oh, my goodness.
Didn't know you were available that day.
Okay. Carmen, if folks have any questions about what we talked about today, they can give you a call at the office.
Our number here at the Surry County Center is 401-8025, and we would love to hear from them.
Terrific. Extension agent, family consumer education with the Surry County Cooperative Extension Service. Happy springtime, Carmen Long. Thanks for chatting with us, and I'll talk to you again very soon.
Thanks, Danny.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surry, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.